Crusade Channel News, news you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good day, Crusaders. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on Tuesday, June 20th, 2017. The Dubia Cardinals asked for an audience with Pope Francis. And in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a hedonist turned penitent widow. British doctors will be voting on extending abortion up to the moment of birth. And a Russian jet buzzed an American jet over the Baltic Sea today. It was revealed yesterday that the four cardinals who submitted the unanswered Dubia last September 19th to Pope Francis over questions concerning his post-synodal exhortation Amoris Laetitia have now asked him to give them an audience. Here is an excerpt of the unanswered letter requesting the audience, delivered on May 6th. Despite the fact that the prefect of the Doctrine of the Faith has repeatedly declared that the doctrine of the Church has not changed, numerous statements have appeared from individual bishops, cardinals, and even episcopal conferences approving what the magisterium of the Church has never approved. Not only access to the Holy Eucharist for those who objectively and publicly live in a situation of grave sin and intend to remain in it, but also a conception of moral conscience contrary to the tradition of the Church. And so it is happening. How painful it is to see this, that what is sin in Poland is good in Germany, that what is prohibited in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia is permitted in Malta. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor Blessed Michelina of Pesaro. You're listening to Crusade News.
Life empowers women. You are invited to the National Pro-Life Women's Conference, which will be held at the Orlando World Center Marriott Resort from June 23rd to 25th. With keynote speakers Abby Johnson, Melissa Oden, and Lacey Buchanan, breakout sessions on a variety of topics and panel discussions, this is a fun, informative, and empowering event that you won't want to miss. Find out more at prolifewomen.com. That's prolifewomen.com.
Blessed Michelina was born in the early 14th century to a noble family and was married to a nobleman at the tender age of 12. They led a shallow, indulgent existence, assuring that there was only one child, a son, born of their union. Michelina's spouse died in the 8th year of their marriage, and she grew close to a holy woman from Syria. Upon the sudden death of her son, Michelina renounced her wealth and retired from society, embracing a life of poverty, penance, and piety as a third-order Franciscan. She cared for lepers on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land and devoted her life to reparation for her failings and negligence in her marriage. Blessed Michelina, pray for us. The UK Catholic Herald is reporting that British doctors are planning a vote on June 27th to decide whether or not the British Medical Association should adopt the decriminalization of abortion as one of their platforms. The vote will decide whether the organization will lobby for the availability of abortion throughout all 9 months of pregnancy for any reason whatsoever. The populace, however, does not support this position. A poll last month revealed that only 1 in 100 people would support this measure, and a full 60% already feel the law, which allows abortion up to 24 weeks, needs further restriction. Fox News is reporting that a short while ago, an armed Russian fighter jet flew within 5 feet of a United States Air Force RC-135 reconnaissance jet over the Baltic Sea. The Russian Su-27 flew toward the American aircraft rapidly and, as one official put it, erratically, and its behavior was provocative. Although there have been dozens of U.S.-Russia encounters over the Baltic Sea, this one was notable due to the level of danger posed by the proximity of the Russian aircraft. This action comes a day after the Russian Defense Ministry threatened any American aircraft which it detected flying west of the Euphrates. And lastly, in Celestial Musings, the College Fix is reporting on the University of Strathclyde, who on their website says, "We are the University of Strathclyde, the place of useful learning. Today we have 20,000 students from over 100 nations. We're one of the top 20 research-intensive universities in the UK, transforming the way universities work with businesses and preparing our students for global careers." Well, the university, after many unsavory encounters, had to send out an email to students earlier this month instructing them that despite their respective cultural traditions, all bodily fluids and solids need to be disposed of in the toilet. After attempting to prepare their students for toileting, they then apologized for their political incorrectness. No commentary needed. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned now for the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your News Talk and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.